Let's get the business news now from Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Rachel. 60% of people would turn down a job if it did not offer hybrid working. That's according to the latest salary guide published by CPL. The study also reveals that more than half of workers are considering asking for a pay rise this year. We're joined now by Barry Winkless, Chief Strategy Officer at CPL and Head of the Future of Work Institute. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
This research really highlights the importance of flexible work arrangements for employees. Has hybrid working become the new norm?
Yeah, absolutely. I think post-COVID now we can assume that flexibility is part and parcel of any future thinking employer's proposition.
And just tell us a little bit about what the research told us about hybrid working and why it's so important for staff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, first of all, you mentioned the stat in your introduction. For me, when we looked at the deeper research, we looked at various perks and benefits. Flexible working comes now right after remuneration. So that's how important it is. And I think what we're seeing in organisations is different types of flexibility. Now, I want to caveat that in the sense that some sectors don't have an ability to offer flexible working or hybrid working per se, so frontline workers, etc. However, by and large, flexibility is the new norm in there. And we're seeing different types of companies offering different types of flexibility.
Okay, when it comes to salaries, 64% are considering asking for a pay rise over the next 12 months. Is that mainly due to cost of living pressures?
Yeah, part of it is that, and also part of it is, look, we're in a relatively full employment environment. And if you look at some of the central bank, you know, future forecasting, you know, they're looking at an increase of 9% over the next 3 years. So, you know, we're in a healthy employment environment. I also think as well, we're at what I would call an employee environment, where very good employees in high demand roles have the ability to create their own destiny, if we want to use that phrase.
Okay, and how much are we expecting salaries to rise this year? And are we seeing any salary trends emerging?
Well, I think, look, you're probably going to see something in and around the 3 to 4%, but up to 10%, depending on some of those high demand sectors. So obviously technology and certain areas within technology, you know, like data and programming is going to be very, very big and continue to be big. Even in the legal profession, we're seeing big moves in that space as well. So, you know, overall, I think there'll be an increase in salary in and around the 3 or 4% in line with some of the other commentators' views. But then in high demand sectors, we're going to see even more than that.
Okay, there's been a lot of talk about artificial intelligence lately and how it could impact the jobs market. Are people worried about what lies ahead?
It's a really interesting question. In the short term, people are not really that worried about AI, but actually in an upcoming piece of research we're doing through the Future Work Institute, when you look at that 3 to 5 year horizon, that's when employees are actually getting a bit worried about AI. So about 40% of employees getting worried. And when we talk to employers, they feel that AI will have a reshaping effect on roles and in terms of how they run their organisations.
On the issue of sustainability, the research shows that young people in particular want to work for companies that give back and make a difference. Is that giving businesses a push to adopt more sustainable practices?
It absolutely is. And we talked about flexibility as being the new norm. I think meaningful organisations now have to be three things. I think they have to be more humane, and I think they have to be more technological. But finally, they need to be more societal. So they need to have a greater impact on societies around them and the communities that they work in. Gen Z workers really won't work with organisations don't have a deeper meaning in terms of what they do. So for all the bad press that Gen Zers get, actually they're driving this, you know, approach to work that's more than just work. And I like to say all of us are becoming a little bit more Gen Z.
And just very briefly, we saw a huge number of job losses in the tech sector last year. Is the worst over?
Yeah, I think you're seeing a bit of a bottoming out of that as well. I would say that everybody would probably agree there was a bit of overhiring happening, you know, in 22 and 23. I think it's come to a new place now. There's still many opportunities out there in that sector.
Okay, Barry Winkless, Chief Strategy Officer at CPL and Head of the Future of Work Institute. Thanks for joining us.